Price's Sunday Best. And now, live to the Hollywood Hills with Angie McCartney.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my last chance to talk to this lovely lady in 2017. It's the lovely Ange McCartney, and I'm delighted to say where she lives is fire-free. Ange, I wasn't joking. It's so serious, isn't it? And good evening.
Oh, I know. It really is. Yeah. Very hard for a lot of people up going right up the coast towards Santa Barbara now, too. But we are so fortunate. We're right by the ocean. Yeah. And we only have drive-bys and shootings and stuff like that and hold-ups, but no fires.
I can't imagine what it's like. We see the fires on television, and it doesn't seem to be getting any easier, does it?
No, it's not. And the poor firemen are absolutely jaded, bless them. Yeah. They're going like 40, 44 hours without a sleep.
Yeah. Crazy, absolutely crazy. Yeah. So the fire continues, as we say. I believe you've had a problem over there with Amazon. What's been going on?
Well, what they're trying to do, they're getting so many orders for Christmas that they're opening up like pop-up shops inside big markets. Like we've got chains of, you know, high-end dress shops and supermarkets and all kinds of shops. And they're opening up a little department right by the front door where you can pick up your Amazon orders. So when you go online and order something, and you can say either ship it to me or pick up in the 90293 area, and they will give you a list of local stores to choose from. And there's one about 2 miles from us called Coles, which is a general store, clothing and dishes and all that stuff. And Ruth was in there the other day, and she saw them erecting this new thing right by the front door as you go in. So you can go in with your printed up order and pick up your goods within 2 hours of ordering. It's just amazing.
It is incredible. They've got a problem over here with Amazon. They're not delivering on time because of the problems of the amount of deliveries they're doing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And, of course, here, a lot of the delivery trucks in different areas. I just had a tea order that comes in from Canada, and it has to come over into New York and down to here. Mm-hmm. And the carriers had to tell me they were a few days late because of the fires. You know, everything just gets thrown out of whack with their schedules. They do the best they can, but it's so difficult.
Dear lady, why is Ruth, your daughter, cooking shepherd's pie for 65 people?
Oh, tomorrow night at the Elks Lodge, which is a charity organisation nearby. They're, every Monday night, they just have it open for all their members, free entry, for Monday night football. And if you throw $5 in the bin, in the kitty, you'll get a free meal. So Ruth volunteered to cook for Monday night. And they said they expect about 65, 70 people. So she's just actually going out now to buy all the ingredients, which we will prepare this afternoon and this evening while we're watching the television and throwing a few cocktails down, and take it over there and heat it in the ovens tomorrow afternoon. So they do a lot of things for children's hospitals and burn victims and homeless people, a really good bunch of people. So we just like to give back now and again and do something, you know?
Do tell me, talking about giving something back, where is Mr. Trump having his Christmas? Do we know?
Yes, he's gone to the place in the country that they have, which is, he absolutely hates it, evidently. I think he's been there once, Camp David, it's called.
Oh, right.
It's up in the mountains. It's a rural place with, I mean, it's got all the luxury amenities and, you know, a spa and a swimming pool and an in-house theatre and all that. But he hates the idea of being at Camp David for the holidays. It's a rustic place in Maryland in the forest. And all the presidents and their families have gone there for Christmas for years. And they've all enjoyed it and, you know, called in their CIA guys to have Christmas dinner with them and everything. But he said the other day, I'm saying that you'd like Camp David for about 30 minutes.
Never gives
it's
up.
It's said to be the first weekend he'll have spent away from home at anywhere except in a Trump-owned venue.
Wow.
So that'll be lots of fun, I can imagine.
Oh, I couldn't wait. Couldn't wait. Excited. No. It's like watching paint dry. Now, you send me, I mean, we email each other all the time, but you sent me an email the other day, which I thought, and I really never stopped talking about it. So I would like you to tell us why you sent it, where it came from, and read it to me, because I loved it.
About Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, well, I got it from a friend of mine, Ken Barker, who lives in Florida. And this, shall I just read it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, no, settle down now, listen. For those of my generation who simply do not and cannot comprehend why Facebook exists, I'm trying to make friends outside of Facebook while applying the same principles. Therefore, every day I walk down the street and I tell random passers-by what I've eaten, how I feel at that moment, what I did the night before, what I'm doing now, what I'll be doing later, with whom, and where I'm going next. Then I ask them to follow me along the street and watch me being important. I give them pictures of my dog, my family, the cat, me gardening, taking things apart in the garage, watering the lawn, standing in front of landmarks, washing the car, driving around town, getting a haircut, doing what anybody and everybody does every day, including taking selfies of myself in the bathroom. I also listen to their conversations. I give them the thumbs up. I tell them I like them and I'll be friends with them. If it all works just like Facebook, only if I do it face to face and not on a little glass screen. I already have 4 people following me, 2 police officers, 1 private investigator and a psychiatrist.
I think that is the most wonderful way to finish 2017. I have never stopped telling everybody you sent me that. I really think it's
sums it up, doesn't it? All of the silly stuff we write on Facebook.
Hysterical. Yeah. It's hysterical. Yeah. Young lady, I would like you to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I'd be very happy to do so, Peter. So to all my listening buddies and people who don't know me, you can follow me down the street and I'll tell you what I'm going to do next. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a healthy and happy, bright new year. God bless you all.
Do you know that in 1961, Britain's EMI Records rejected the Beatles? They later signed them, but Ron White sent an apology to Epstein rejecting the group. We thought it would be great to play She Loves You on the strength of that. Isn't that incredible? 1961,
they
rejected them.
Oh, yes, I know. When you know of all these stories, the amount of people that turned them down, and yeah. Oh, boy, were they wrong. So, my darlings, happy Christmas, happy New Year, and She Loves You. Bye, all. Bye-bye.
And I love you very much indeed.
Oh, I love you too, you old lizard, or soon-to-be ex-lizard.
Night-night.
Bye-bye, love. God bless.
Pete Price's Sunday Best. And now, live to the Hollywood Hills with Angie McCartney.